Good morning. I'm Melissa. I'm the pastor intern, and this morning we're talking about our Grinched series, Enlarge Your Heart. And this morning we're talking about a heart of wonder. And so we're going to start with a little video clip from what's this show called? How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Thank you. Wow. And so just to remind us, how many of you have ever seen How the Grinch Stole Christmas? The old version, old school. Good. So I won't, there is a spoiler alert. We're going to see how it ends. But we're going to start with the very beginning, well, towards the beginning.
Every who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas, the whole Christmas season. Please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be perhaps that his shoes were too tight. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Whos. Staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm, lighted windows below in their town. For he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now, hanging a holly wreath.
Poor Grinch, right? Now, I know you've seen the show probably 100 times since you were a kid, and you're going to tell me, no way, what do you mean, poor Grinch? Who cares about the Grinch? He's just a jerk at the beginning of this show, right? I mean, he's mean, and he's green, and he's angry, right? So, poor Grinch, really? But as we were talking about our series, Get Grinched, and I started to watch this video too many times to count, I started to think about this Grinch, and he's been living on this mountain for 53 years, alone, on the outside. So I wonder why he's so mean, and I wonder why he's so angry, and I wonder even why he's green. And then I think, well, he's been living on this mountain on the outside of everything for 53 years. And so if you're the guy who's living on the mountain outside of everything for 53 years, well, maybe it's not that your shoes are too tight. Maybe it's that you're on the outside. Maybe it's because you're the guy who's living up in the mountain all alone. And so what if you were the one who was on the outside and your only real Christmas is the one that's going on out there? What if you're the one on the outside? And I know some of you know how this feels, and sometimes we all feel a little bit like this. So the Grinch, he knows how it feels. And so while the people of Whoville are down celebrating Christmas and doing all these things they need to do, the Grinch is just sitting there. And while the people of Whoville are having fun and singing, the Grinch is kind of thinking, oh, all I hear is noise. So it's music to some people might be noise to some other people. So we're going to watch a little other clip here from the Grinch, too, about noise.
Noise, 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 noise. There's one thing I hate. Noise, 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 noise.
So after Black Friday and tomorrow's Cyber Monday, and then now we even have Gray Thursday, maybe some of you, too, feel like all we have is noise, 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 noise. And maybe some of you are a little bit like me, and all our holiday season has already started, and we've still got a long time before Christmas. We have noise, 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 right? And we have shopping, and we have parties to plan, and all these things we have to do in the shopping lists. And maybe some of you have, if you were to do a word graphic of your life right now, maybe it would look like this. You can see some of the important words, right? Business and shopping and stores and merchandise and marketing. And so that fills us with so much noise. And so as the holiday season starts, are you really busy? Are you checking your calendar and trying to figure out, oh, where you have to be and what time you have to be there and when your kids' holiday concerts are and when you're going to buy the presents and when you're going to bake the cookies? Anybody feel like that yet? Because a lot of us will. And are you tired of it yet? We've only just begun. So some of you, if you're a little bit like me, you're so busy that you can't even take time to breathe, or you forget to breathe. And sometimes your life gets so busy that you don't take the time and you don't feel like you have the time to just wonder. Right? Because Christmas and the time before Christmas is really about wonder in a lot of ways. And so when your heart and your life is so busy, you don't have that time, and your heart gets a little bit small, like the Grinch's. And you forget to think about the things that are really important, and your graphic can look like that. So what are some of the things that might make your heart too small? Some of you are, those of you who are new today, or will notice that we have a Sunday paper, and one of the questions I ask on here to start with are, what are some of the things that make your heart too small? What are some of the things that prevent you from thinking about the important things like friends and family? And what are some of the things that make you like the people in Whoville that make you not even notice the Grinch who's living all alone on the mountain for 53 years, right? So for some of us, what happens is our hearts are so full of stuff and busy and busy and busy, and they get a little small. And for some of us, we feel like we're on the outside. And so that might make our hearts feel a little bit too small too. So our hearts are too small, so we're busy, so we're lonely. I mean, what does it matter? What happens when you don't see those around you that are alone? What happens when your life comes so focused on all those things you have to do? What happens when we don't invite the people who are around us in? Well, your heart gets smaller. And when your heart gets smaller, you don't wonder. You might think about what other people have and what you want and what can I do so that I can get that, and what can I do so that I have more than that person. Sometimes that happens. And for some of you, you're thinking about, what do I have to do? And what I have to do doesn't include actually the things that are really important. So that's where we're talking about these things that make your heart small. For some of you, you feel alone today. And Christmas, we know Christmas is a hard time for a lot of people. For some of you, this might be your first Christmas that you're not with somebody you love. For me, this is my first Christmas that I won't be with my dad. And so if I'm so busy, I forget to take the time to think about what that means for me and my family too. And so we have all these things going on in our lives, and you might already feel like this poor cat, which is a little troubling because we're just at the beginning of Christmas. And so if we're already feeling like that, then our heart is closed, and when our heart is closed, we can't wonder, and if we can't wonder, we don't grow. And yet, like the Grinch, we might think this is the end of the story. We might just want to go and steal all those toys, and we might want to take things away from people. But it's not the end of the story. So we have the luxury of having heard the Christmas story right? And so we're moving up a little bit. We're going to talk about the Christmas story a little bit. And most of you, not only have you seen The Grinch, but you've seen Charlie Brown's Christmas, right? And you've heard Linus tell the Christmas story in that lovely way, or you've seen other Christmas pageants, or you were in a Christmas pageant yourself. And so we have the luxury that we've heard this Christmas story many times. But I'm going to ask you to think back to that night. And we've been told, we hear this story about Jesus being born, and we'll come to that soon too. But on that night, just think about the shepherds, right? Because as we were talking about this series, I started to think about the shepherds. And so wonder with me what it might have been like. So Mary and Joseph, they go to Bethlehem, they're being counted, and their baby is born. And then we go to the shepherds. And the story tells us, in that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. The shepherds. Well, the shepherds, I mean, I don't know, some of you might have this idyllic version like I have. I sing in a madrigals group, and we sing about shepherds, and they're frolicking, and they're falling in love, and, I don't know, playing around and playing their lutes, or how we play a lute. And but that's not really what life was like for the shepherds. The shepherds were out somewhere. They were living on their own. Like the Grinch, they were the outcasts at the time. The shepherds were the outcasts, and they weren't valued by society. They're the ones on the outside. So just imagine how they might have felt out there. They're all alone. You know, they're probably kind of stinky because they're with the sheep all the time. They're not very educated, and people don't really include them in much. And yet, the angels went to them. They were the first people we're told about that have the angels come and see them, and they're the first ones that hear this story of this little baby, this really important baby being born. And so they've got all these sheep around them. They're working hard, and like us, well, we're not really out in the fields watching our sheep, but we have our cell phones, we have our TVs, we have noise, we're working really hard, just like the shepherds. And we're right there with them. And I also wonder, as they're out there with all these sheep going bah, 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 making all this noise and clanging and all that kind of stuff, they're out under the stars. Us city folks, well, we don't get to see the stars all that often, right? So when we see the stars, at least for me, I think it's this incredible, beautiful thing. But at the time of the shepherds, they're probably out there all the time, like, big deal. We see stars all the time. It's not that big of a deal. But I want you to think about, I'm going to show you this video clip of stars. And I want you to think about where we are in relation to all of this. So as I watched this video of the stars, it made me think just how incredible it is. Made me wonder, why would the angels come to these shepherds, these people on the outside? And that's what they did. And there's something really strange that happens. So then the next part of the story says, then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. Sorry, I'm getting my Linus lines in here. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. So you would imagine that you're being told that the Messiah was coming, and you might be joyful. But that's not always the case. The shepherds were terrified. So they had some options. They could have gone and hide. They could have run. They could have done a whole lot of different things. But instead, they stopped. And they listened. And so imagine, they're just minding their own business, and all of a sudden, God breaks into their lives. And God breaks in unexpected ways. And just as God broke into the shepherds' lives in this unexpected way, God breaks into our lives too in really unexpected ways. So it's not always that God comes to us through angels as our messengers. In fact, a lot of times when God breaks into our lives, it's in really different ways. So I mentioned that this is going to be my first Christmas without my dad. And so many of you have experienced an illness of your own or an illness with somebody that you love. And you'll see that God breaks in some very different ways. So with us, and for me and for my family, God broke in through the people around us. And often when somebody's ill, we close, right? Sometimes our hearts even get smaller and we get tight because we're trying to hold on to that person. But God broke in through others. God's light shone in my life through caring people, through family, and through friends. And so we live in a community that breaks in with us. So as we think about this holiday season, we start to think about what enlarges our heart and things we might wonder about. One of the things I ask you to think about is what might happen if you do something unexpected for someone else. Now, you might have seen this video that I'm going to show before, but I want you to look at it and imagine you're just minding your own business and somebody does something really unexpected. So everybody's just kind of minding their own business at the mall. You might recognize this scene. Imagine you're just sitting there, right? And all of a sudden, somebody starts singing. Well, at first, maybe you'd think, oh, this is a little crazy, right? Or just be a little kind of nervous about that. Who are these people? And you can see from the people's reaction that they're wondering, right? In a lot of different ways. They're wondering probably, who are these people? But they're also filled with wonder that this beautiful thing is happening in this really not so beautiful food court at the mall while they're trying to eat their lunch. And so think of what happens when you wonder, and when you think about other people too, and you bring that wonder to other people, what kinds of things might happen? And so the shepherds imagine that it's a little bit like that. They're sitting in the field all by themselves, and all of a sudden the angel comes, and they're at first terrified, and then all of a sudden they're kind of like, oh, and they stop and they listen. So then they did something that maybe is unexpected. And the story continues. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. The shepherds could have just stayed there in their fear. They could have stayed there being all alone. But instead, they decided to seek. They decided to go find what they had heard about. And so us too, when we hear things, when we take some time to pause, and when we begin to wonder, then we begin to seek. Just imagine what we find too. So I've been talking a little bit about all the busyness of life because I tend to be one of those kinds of people who fills up with a lot of stuff all the time. You know, just like gatherings here, work here, all these kinds of things. But my son, Austin, he's 15 now, and luckily he's not here this morning to hear me tell a story about him because he might not like that too much. But I'm going to tell it anyways. When my kids were little, my older son, Chris, is a lot like me, just kind of on the move all the time. And my younger son, Austin, is more of a take time to smell the flowers kind of child. And so one morning we were at the park, and of course Chris is my older son. He said, "Oh, let's race, Austin." And so who do you think is going to win, the five-year-old or the three-year-old? So they go zipping off, and Chris runs, and he touches whatever tree or whatever and comes zipping back. And Austin, of course, he's on his little merry way trying to keep up with Big Brother. Never going to do it. On his way back, he stops. And I'm just kind of watching this. And he stops and he notices something that for most of us, we could care less about. In fact, we don't even like them. He noticed a beautiful dandelion. And so Austin took a moment and he stopped in this race and he picked up that dandelion, probably smelled it too, I don't remember, comes running back and he gives me the dandelion. Now, this is a pretty simple act of a child, but I can tell you a couple things. One is Austin takes time and he wonders. And that morning, he wondered about something that for most of us is just a weed. And he took it and he gave it to me. And imagine what it did to my heart that morning as well. Made my heart grow. And so when we take time, take a little break, look at the things around us, we're often surprised by the beauty that's there. And when we share it with somebody else, that person gets to wonder and enjoy the wonder of God's creation with us. Last week, many of you wrote thank you notes. And maybe when you wrote those thank you notes, it made you wonder too. It made you wonder about, wow, who has really touched my life? And so one of the questions I ask you this morning is, what makes your heart grow? And when we stop and listen, what do you wonder about? So we're going to go back to the Grinch for a minute. And if you remember the show, the Grinch is still his angry self, and he's got his small little heart, and he goes and steals all these things. So instead of giving, he's trying to take away. And the people of Whoville are so busy, they're doing all their stuff, putting up all their decorations and wrapping presents and playing with their toys, that they don't even notice the Grinch. But then something happens. The Grinch steals all this stuff, and we're going to watch a clip here in a moment, and we're going to see what happens when the Grinch stops and when the people of Whoville stop too.
All right, boo. That's a noise, grinned the Grinch, that I simply must hear. He paused, and the Grinch put a hand to his ear. And he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow.
Mother,
the sun wasn't sad. Why? The sun sounded glad. Every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presence at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came somehow or other. It came just the same. And the Grinch with his Grinch feet, ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. He puzzled and puzzled till his puzzle was solved. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
So when you take some time, like the Grinch at this particular time, to stop and wonder, who knows what you might discover? And so in the movie, we all know there's a happily, it all ends very happily. The Grinch becomes part of Whoville. He's included, and everybody lives happily ever after. And so how about with the shepherds? Well, with the shepherds, the story doesn't end there. So the story continues. When they saw this, the shepherds, when they went to see the baby, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. So the shepherds didn't keep it to themselves. The shepherds, well, they could have. They could have thought, oh, this is so weird. This is too crazy. I'm not going to tell anybody. But what they did instead, they wondered about it. They thought about it. And they went to see what they could find, and then they shared it. They shared the news about this little baby who didn't seem so important, and this little baby who came to the people on the edges, to the people on the outside, to the people whose hearts were too small, and to us when our heart is too small. And still, you wonder. And even Jesus' mom, Mary, wondered too at these things. So we don't hear a lot about Mary in this particular section, but it continues. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. And so Mary's heart grew that day too. And not because she had all the answers. I think Mary, in a lot of ways, was probably like a lot of us. When we have kids or our nieces or nephews, or we just see little kids around, we think everything that they do is spectacular. Like it's never been done before. The first step your baby takes, it is amazing, and we wonder at this gift, even though, well, we've been through that too, and I'm always amazed at how big my kids are. They're boys, of course, most likely they're going to be bigger than me, but I still wonder about that. It's still amazing to me. And so these are everyday occurrences that make you wonder. Now, as we prepare for Christmas and Jesus' birth, remember that this gift of God's Son, that's really what makes your heart grow. There are so many ways you can react when you're presented with the unexpected. You might be terrified, you might run and hide, but there is so much wonder. So what if you stop and listen? What if you take a little break and wonder? What if your heart is quiet for a minute? So I'm going to ask you to put all the things that you have in your hand, whatever, put it under your seat or next to you or something for just a minute. And we're going to take a little break to wonder this morning. And so we're going to do it this way. If you would just kind of hold your fingers together like this, I don't know if you can all see me. You all see that? And I'm going to have you close your eyes. Okay. Okay, and as your eyes are closed, relax. Breathe. Feel the tension leave your shoulders. Quiet your mind. Forget about what you have to do after church today. And breathe. And quiet your mind. And stop your tongue from talking to you. And just wonder. Feel your heartbeat. Wonder about the stars and Jesus' birth and what Christmas is all about. Wonder about the people around you, the people that can share in your wonder today. Wonder about your heart growing because of the unexpected gift of love found in the little baby in a manger. And as you open your eyes, remember today that God comes in unexpected ways. And when you pause for a moment, your heart can also grow in unexpected ways. So what makes your heart grow three sizes? This morning we're going to share God's promise of love and forgiveness through this meal. So there are times when our heart feels small, but even at these times, God promises that we are loved and we are made whole through God's love for us. And so as you come to share in the meal today, remember that God's promise is for you. And through this promise of love and forgiveness, your heart grows. You'll notice that there are five tables. And as you come to share a piece of bread with someone near you, you may want to tell each other that God grows your heart in love and wonder. So I invite you to the table to share. There's wine and grape juice, breads. There's some gluten-free crackers here. And share then with each other and wonder how God is enlarging your heart today.